First he gave the okay to the lease. Now he signed off on what amounts to the building permit. U.S. Interior Secretary Ken Salazar visited Boston yesterday to give the go-ahead to Cape Wind to start construction on the nation's first offshore wind farm this fall on Nantucket Sound. In a moment, we'll talk about the road ahead for this controversial project, but first, WBUR's Kurt Nickisch brings us up to speed.
Secretary Ken Salazar gave the nod of his trademark cowboy hat to begin construction. Construction, he said, that will only be the beginning of offshore wind development off the East Coast.
We are in the process of making believers out of the skeptics of offshore wind, and that is one of the reasons why this project here is so important.
Strong backing from Salazar and from state government has given Cape Wind big momentum. Opposition groups have filed nearly a dozen lawsuits to hold up the wind energy project, even as they've been shifting more of their attention from environmental objections to economic ones. Audra Parker is with the Alliance to Save Nantucket Sound.
This project is a bad deal for Massachusetts ratepayers.
Cape Wind has agreed to sell half of its power to National Grid. The Massachusetts utility says the average household customer will pay about $1.60 more per month. The other half of Cape Wind's electricity has not been sold and priced out yet. Dennis Duffy, an executive with Cape Wind Associates, says who will buy the rest is an open question, but not one that will be an obstacle to breaking ground later this year.
Well, obviously, we'd like to have it all sold by that time, but I don't think that's a prerequisite. We're planning to start by the fall, irrespective of what happens on other transactions.
Duffy says he's confident Cape Wind will be able to sell all of its power. So far, the other big Massachusetts utility, NSTAR, has given Cape Wind the cold shoulder. For WBUR, I'm Kurt Nickisch.